K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This women's basketball postcast edition. I'm recording this during halftime. What are we seeing from the running game of K-State? Oh, I'm not gonna come in here and jinx them. We're gonna let this thing play itself out. We'll see what happens. K-State running game coming to play up there in Utah right now. So that's all I want to say about that. Of course, we're going to have a reaction. I'm going to record that tomorrow when I drop off. After I drop my friend from, we got activity tomorrow as well. K-State Athletics is off, but we got activity here or in Overland Park. So I'm going to be doing that reaction, dropping him off after the active festivities in Overland Park. But right now, this is the women's postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this podcast. Again, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, and so much more. Thank you for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast. Boy, oh boy, the women's basketball team got upset earlier this afternoon by the Green Bay. by the final score of 47-44, some crooked numbers coming out of this game here. And I forgot Green Bay's mascot there as well, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter there. As Green Bay, K-State fell behind this game, and they played behind for most of this game. K-State women's basketball has now suffered a third loss of the season, and a bit of a down note here. Natasha Klostens had to leave the game hurting her shoulder, so I don't know the significance of that, but she led the Cats today, and there are some stats, again, some cricket stats that I was blown away by. This one first. Natasha Klostens scored a game high, or hold on a second, a career high 21 points, 9, and missed another double-double today for the talented player out of Belgium, 21-9. Again, she suffered a late injury with less than 2 minutes to go in the game, and I don't know the significance of that injury at the moment. There, as we see here, recording this podcast during halftime of K-State and 12th-ranked Utah. And like I said just moments ago there, what are we seeing out there in Utah? Crazy, but I'm not gonna try to chink the team right now. I'm just gonna leave it where it is, because we're gonna have a lot discussed there if this thing plays out stunningly. So there's that. But yeah, K-State women's basketball 4-3 now in a 25-26 season, following another loss on the road, this time to Green Bay, 47-44. In the ball game there. And yeah, K-State had an opportunity to tie the game at the buzzer there, but confusion between Terrence Ides and Jordan Spicer there late. Spicer jacked up a three, didn't make it there in Green Bay. That was a good crowd at Green Bay today. I listened to I came back home, listened to the second half on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield. Brian Smoller on the call for that game there as well. So wow. So I don't know what else to say about that, but yeah, K-State, well, we'll get to them in just a minute as we take a look at the box score here. Yeah, Green Bay was leading at halftime there, and then K-State started chipping away that legendary third quarter. We got to start saying that, because now this is three or four games in a row now that the women's basketball team has rallied. This is their quarter, I'm telling y'all, going back to them days, even last year, back to the Ioka Lee, Serena Sundell era, that third quarter was the K-State quarter, and was here, and it was there, that again, for the Wild Lady Wildcats, outscoring Green Bay by three, and they outscored them by one in the fourth quarter, but multiple missed opportunities in this game, including a blown layup by one of your senior leaders in Terrence Ives, missing a layup there. So many missed opportunities there for them. Green Bay, going back to them here real quick. Leading scorer was Maddie Subrobski. She had 13 points. And going back to the Klassens for a minute, that 21 points was a game high for her. So that confirms that there as well. Megan Schultz added 12. She hit double different figures as well. And then, of course, Kimmy Pepler had 8 for Green Bay. Green Bay shot. This was a wrong way. This was an ugly game. Another defensive of game that we've seen this women's basketball team played here in 25-26. Green Bay. Green Bay, right? 33% shooting from the field. 21% from three. Meanwhile, I'm going straight to the numbers for K-State. literally the same thing. Both teams shot 31% from the field, but this is the number right here. I was just blown away by this number from three, right? 2 of 23, and Brian Smoller emphasized this maybe 10 times in the second half of that broadcast. 2 of 23 from downtown. Let me repeat that again. 2 of 23 from downtown. Oh my goodness, that is definitely not going to cut it. You missed that many threes, even if you connect. Usually, K-State was usually the team usually connects on 8 or 9 of those. You connect on those, you win the ball. You win the basketball game right there because you're second defense. But 2 of 23 from downtown. That is definitely not winning basketball right there. Unfortunately, it's funny enough that. And this is, I'm not going to talk about this because this is a K-State podcast. I can't, but I'm talking about a different subject with somebody else about, if it's not your night, it's not your night. And for K-State this afternoon, for the women's basketball team, it wasn't their day today shooting. And again, you're going to get those. You're not going to get that perfect. You're not going to get that, three hit night. You're not going to go 4 for 4. You're not going to hit 10, you're not going to go perfect from the free throw line. You're not going to go perfect at the plate. You're not going to hit almost every pass like Jared Goff. Right, you're going to have nights where you're just off. You're just off and you just cannot. And maybe I'm just speaking from the heart right now because I'm having this conversation with somebody else right now. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but that's way off topic conversation for another podcast. But again, I'm trying to relate it to talking to somebody else right now about, hey, when it's not your night, it's just not your night. Don't let everything else affect that one small thing that can affect your entire game, right? And the same thing happened with this basketball team right now. It just wasn't case that women's basketball's day. 2 of 23 from the field. Definitely not gonna cut it if you're to win games moving forward there. So I know Brian Smoller really put this to a T in the second half there, as they kept missing from three pointers. You're just not winning basketball, and also shooting poorly from the field won't get it either there as well. This Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Green Bay 47 and Kansas State 44, another defensive ball game by Jeff Mitty and crew, but come on the short end of the stick there as they get beat by Green Bay today in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Eddie Greer for the Pro Poacher Podcast, all things Kansas sports. So that felt good. That felt good. It felt good to get it off there a little bit. I'm sitting here talking to a couple people, even taking this particular person out of the equation for a minute. I mean, if it's not your night, it's not going to be your night. It's going to be one of those things. You're going to struggle a little bit. And look, hopefully, and I'm going to say for both situations, hopefully it doesn't derail what's going on, because it's been a tremendous week. Hopefully I can wrap it up with something big tomorrow. We'll see what happens in Overland Park. But and then going on the women's basketball side, hopefully they can turn this thing around a little bit there as well. 9 second chance points, 30 points in the paint. 4K State, 4 fast break points included. And this is not even with the missed opportunity by Terrence Sides. They're blown layup, missed threes, it's like that. Turn points off, turnovers 8, bench points 10. And again, Natasha Klassen's career high, 21 points in this game. Missed a double-double by 1 in the rebound game, 21-9. But she left the game, hurt her shoulder late in this game, and had to be helped off the court. So that, again, huge, that's going to be a huge blow. We saw how that was when she went back overseas to Belgium. So we'll see what happens with all of that. But yeah, Terrence Sides, and yeah, speaking of struggling, Terrence Sides has not played well. Only 4 points in this ball game, 1 of 11 from the field, and that includes, again, I hate bringing this back up, the botch layup there that would have cut the deficit with 1. So there are a lot of opportunities there for K-State to make a run and take the lead. They did not do that. They did not do that in this ball game here this afternoon up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah, the classes would score half the points. Damn! Yeah, she almost scored half the points in this game. The next highest scorer, Jordan Spicer, with 6 points. Everybody else got either 4 points, 3 or 2 points. Mm-mm-mm. So, again, everybody was off, it seemed like, in this game. Again, it's a perfect example with life. You're going to have, again, with work or with anything else like that, you're going to have that day, everything's just not going to fly. Everything's not going to go the way that you want it. But if you trust the process, again, and not let one little small thing ruin the entire process, then it's okay. It's okay to be off. I mean, do I like saying that? No, I do not like saying. Do I like seeing K-State miss all them threes? Hell no. We got to make at least they at least make half those threes. They easily win this ball game. But who knows? If they make the threes, we might have lost the ball game anyway. So there's that situation too. So again, it's just one of those days that K-State just did not have it from the field. And still, with all that, they got themselves back in the game in the third quarter. Like we have seen them time after time after time again. This women's basketball team, resilient. Under Jeff Mitting, when they're down, especially when they get to that third quarter, if they're around you in the third quarter or ahead, they put the foot down the throat. And that's what I like about these teams right now is they continue to battle back, right? So, again, we're just going to have to see how this is going to play out as we move along there as well. Yeah, you have Tess Heal, only 2 points. Those came in the second half there as well. Izzell Arenas, you need more. You just need more from Izzell Arenas. Listen, Izzell Arenas has struggled as well. So Terrence Sides, Arenas, Tess Heal, I'll put her in that bucket as well. You need more. You're just going to need more, especially if classes is going to be out for any amount of time. Where's the offense going to come from? Where's Gina Garcia at on here? Gina Garcia, only 3 points in this ball game. Only took 2 shots. Bringing Herod, 2 for 5 in this ball game. Herod scored also 4 points with Size as well. Let me see. I think we covered everybody on this one as well. Yeah, we got everybody. Anaya Foy was on this list. Played 4 minutes. Did not attempt a shot in this ball game. It was K-State lose by 40. 47-44 early this afternoon against Green Bay. I don't know, man. It's been a weird day. Now it turned in the evening here in Kansas City, Missouri. But for both situations, for myself and for the Kansas City women's basketball team, don't let this affect you too much. Just hopefully with all the good that's been done, hopefully that one little small last thing doesn't affect everything, but we just have to see. And I've known all too well. I'm not going to go any explanation about it, but I know it all too well. So you know what? We'll just have to see what happens. Just get it out there now. Cause I got to get locked in for tomorrow. And so we'll see what happens. I'll explain it more later, once the race is all wrapped up, said and done, tomorrow morning out there at Overland Park, Kansas. But right now, next up for the K-State, we got to get back to the football game right now. So we recorded this during halftime right now, currently, and they're about to start the second half of the game in Utah right now. K-State stunning Utah at the moment. We'll leave it right there. We'll leave it just right there, folks, there as well, and shutting us up, including the media, including myself, in this ball game. Cause yeah, we originally had them losing, and rightfully so, right? So again, hopefully, you know, K-State can get a couple more stops and get a couple more scores. Do not let up, because Utah, they're in the midst of trying to get to Arlington to get one of those spots in Arlington right now. So it'll be wonders if K-State can pull off this upset, but we'll just have to see what happens, because Utah is not going to back down, that's for sure. For that, but for the women's basketball team, next up, they're going to be traveling to Cancun, Mexico for the Cancun Challenge for the first time since 2018, and they're going to be playing on Thanksgiving Day next against Columbia at 12:30 Central Time, and it's going to be followed up by North Carolina. So the next time the women's basketball team will be in action will be on Thanksgiving afternoon there against Columbia, and then they're right back to work on Friday. So that week right there against another ranked opponent there in North Carolina there on Friday, and it looks like it'll end with South Dakota on Saturday. So 3 games in a row, this is going to get tested. This is going to get tested, especially I'm not sure if they're going to have classes or not. I don't know. And Natasha, she's been so impressive. I've been really, really impressed with her to this point of the season, and that would suck ass if she is not available for that tournament there as well. So we'll just have to keep our ears to the ground and see what happens there after K-State suffered a loss this afternoon to Green Bay 47. K-State 44, and the K-State women's basketball team now sitting at a lovely, we had it here for a second, a lovely 4-3 heading into the Thanksgiving week. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast got free and available daily. We're a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Podbean app will be live after the Indiana game. That is the target with myself and Alex Aiden over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Process Podcast for more bullish coverage of your Wildcats. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Once again, Green Bay wins it, 47, K-State 44 on the women's basketball side. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's basketball postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.